got you get started. So you can get rid of me. Oh, I wanted to ask you about something. Just for my information. You know these flowers that grow out here alongside of the road and they just grow and there's so many of them? What are those?
Little old, we call them some kind of primrose. There's a bunch of them up yonder. Right along there about that, where that gas pump station is. You know some of them right along there?
Are they pink now or
red? Yeah, pink.
Now, I'm talking about the ones that you're on the side of the road. Well, you see them in a big, just growing and they saw them get real high.
Well, now that's just a red clove.
Well, these kind of come out and they open up.
Well, that's that little old rose.
That's the one. I saw them across a railroad track the other day, and I looked and just barely see the rails, and here were all these flowers. The train was coming right along through all the flowers. And there's something else out there, too, that grows up. You don't see them growing in bunches, but there'll be one, you know, here and there, and they have real thick stalks. And they come up and they have these little poofy things.
Oh, right.
That blame on this one.
Oh, I hate that thing more than anything on there. If it'll get that big around, a cow won't graze up close to it.
Oh, really? Get it as big as a couple of feet on it?
Yeah, they'll get 2 feet across. And it'll grow on up there, and it'll have a big old bloom. And then seed are in that bloom, and they'll blow for miles.
You've heard of the down of a thistle, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Well, they'll blow way out yonder, come down, and come up next to you.
Is that right? You see them along the side of the road. Yeah. Just be one, you know. They're pretty. I guess they're not that pretty.
They're devils.
I've never seen those before.
I've gotten my hoe and hide colored boys to help go this patch and cut them. They just were so many you couldn't walk.
One time, there we had a grandson. We told him we'd give him a penny piece to cut them. We had to stop them. That's pretty quick.
500 in no time.
Broke you.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop
the
that
cows
right.
Won't
leave
them?
Oh, no. They're sticky. Got stickers all over.
I almost stopped and pulled one, brought it along.
Oh, you should have.
I'm afraid if I took it back to Georgia, the Department of Agriculture would send me out of the state.
Well, I looked up my little granddaughter's address. She lives on Candler Road. You know what?
Yes. That's over in Decatur. It's pretty near the university that I'm with.
It is?
Yes, I'm not very far, so that's like there.
She's in a school, high school over there.
She is. You don't know the name?
No, I don't know the name of the school.
I don't really know the names of the high schools in that area. Unless you live over there, and I don't. I live north of there. You're not familiar with the high schools.
No, I've never heard the name of the school she's in.
Does she like Atlanta?
Well, yes, she loves Atlanta. She's not exactly happy with the work. There's an old lady in the library over her. She can't use any of her modern. You see, she just graduated last spring. Spring's a year ago. She just been up there since last fall.
But
she has to do what this old lady says to do. This old librarian, you know, with all the old ways. That's a shame to put a young girl under somebody like that.
Always that way.
Can't use what they know. Mm-hmm. But she loves Atlanta. She's going to step that through the summer and keep her apartment and try to get a job to work in the summer.
It's one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in.
But I tell you, she...
Vegas and the dog woods.
She offered her resignation and they wouldn't accept it. They told her it just been so much help to us here.
Get rid of me today.
Well, we kind of miss you.
I've lived here. It's like I'm the member of the family.